Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire.
Yeah.
Set me on fire.
On fire.
Come on, sing.
Hallelujah. On fire. On fire for Jesus. On fire for Jesus, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in Christ. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And our topic for today is Scales Falling. The Cinderella analogy. Scales falling. The Cinderella analogy. And we're in the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 1 through 9, and verse 18. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live to Daily Fire with me. You can call in Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. The number is 323-870-4180. Again, that's 323-870-4180. And I welcome everyone who's tuned in live with me right now. But if you cannot call in at 7 a.m., you can still ensure that you don't miss the fire. Go to my website anytime after 8 a.m., and you will hear the recording. My website is Feel. FeelDeFire.com. That's FeelDFire.com. FeelDFire.com. But your best bet is to follow the Daily Fire podcast so the recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and then you can open that text at any time during the day and listen to it, go back to it days later, re-listen to it, as well as forward it to your friends and family to bless their souls. Follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, that's the letters DF to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text which includes today's message. Now, all of this information, if you were unable to write it down, is on my ministry website, feeldefire.com, FeeldFire.com. Make sure you visit the site to also submit your prayer request so that I can pray over you and your family each day. By now, you should have that Bible ready. I'm in the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 1 through 9 and verse 18. Reading from the KJV. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, And when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. Verse 9. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. Now I'll go down to verse 18. And immediately there fell from his eyes, as it had been scaled, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic, brothers and sisters? Say it aloud with me right now. Scales falling, the Cinderella analogy. In the biblical record contained in Acts chapter 9 that I just read unto you, we heard or read about the story of Saul, you know, before his name was changed to Paul, and he authored so many great books of the Bible. So Saul was a persecutor of the Church of Christ. He did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah that they'd been waiting on, and so he aggressively persecuted anyone who believed that Jesus was the Christ. So when we get to chapter 9, Saul is on his way to see the high priest in Damascus because he wants the high priest to give him letters of authority to just go out and arrest anybody who is professing the name of Christ. So it said, whether they be men or women, and to bring them bound up to Jerusalem to answer to the charges. So as he's en route to Damascus with, you know, the men who are part of his party, he all of a sudden is knocked from his horse by this bright light shining from heaven. He falls to the ground, and he hears his voice. And the voice asks him a question. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And what's crazy is that although Saul doesn't believe that Jesus is the Christ, so he really doesn't know who this would be speaking to him, he responds with, who art thou, Lord? He would even recognize who the Lord was. So Jesus says, I'm Jesus. And look, I got some stuff for you to do. And Saul asked him, well, what do you want me to do? So Jesus says, you know, continue your journey. Go on to Damascus where you were going. And when you get there, somebody's going to give you further instruction. Now, what's crazy is that although Saul is having this experience, which is known throughout theology as the Damascus Road experience or the Damascus experience, nobody else who's with him sees this. Stay with me. I'm talking about scales falling, the Cinderella analogy. So Saul gets up, but all of a sudden he's blind. He can't see. And so the men lead him into Damascus, and when Saul gets there, the Lord has already spoken to a man, a believer named Ananias, and told him what to tell Saul. Well, Ananias, you know, is like, Lord, I'm not going to do that. Everybody knows that Saul persecutes the Christians. Everyone knows that, you know, he'll bind me and kill me. And here you are giving me a word to go give to him of what he must do, of how he's this chosen vessel, how you want to use him, how you're going to send him out, how he's going to suffer great things for your name's sake. But, you know, the Lord said to Ananias, until you do this and lay your hands on him, he can't receive his sight. So Ananias does what God told him to do, and that's when we get to verse 18 where it says, then it seems like the scales fell from his eyes. And then he really received sight to go forward into the great life that God had prepared for him. Now let's talk about Cinderella. We all know the fairy tale of Cinderella, how she was living what, you know, appeared to be a great and purposeful life as a little kid. Her mother died. Her father goes and he marries this other lady who has, you know, two other daughters. And the lady treats her well until Cinderella's father dies. And all of a sudden, the true character of the lady comes out, and she makes Cinderella serve not only her, but her daughters, or Cinderella's stepsisters. And so Cinderella is still going about with this merry heart, but she's suffering and she's wanting better, but she doesn't know how to get to better anymore. And then a decree goes out that the prince wants to marry someone. So his servant goes out and he goes through all the homes, you know, and he's putting the decree out about all the, there's this great ball. And so Cinderella's stepmother's Tell stepmother, tells the stepdaughters about it. Oh, you guys, you got to go because the prince is going to marry one of you. You're going to be the one. And here's Cinderella sitting back. Stay with me. We don't have but 15 minutes on Daily Fire. Sitting back, wanting to go, but she can't go. And all of a sudden, you know, here comes, of all things, something incredulous. Mice. And, you know, all of these animals speaking to her to tell her, we're going to help you, and fairy godmother coming, you know, we're going to help you, and the fairy godmother prepares Cinderella for the ball, makes the mice and all of Cinderella's little animal friends, you know, her footmen, her coach, and Cinderella looks in a way she's never been, looks at herself and sees herself the way she's never seen herself. So she goes to the ball, right? And the prince is taken aback with her. He's smitten, and he wants Cinderella, but then the clock starts to strike 12. She has to get back to her old servant life. She leaves one of her slippers, right? Mistakenly falls out of one of her slippers. The prince sends his servant out to all the places to find the lady, the beautiful lady who had the slipper. It turns out to be Cinderella, and then she goes on to happily ever after. But for Cinderella to get from that place of, you know, bondage and that place of living the life she was living, to a place of what she'd never experienced and living her full potential, some bright light had to shine in her life. Somebody had to be willing to come and to speak to her on that part of the journey and tell her, there's more to what you have, more to life than what you're living right now. Someone had to cause the scales to fall from her eyes for her to see a Cinderella she'd never seen. Here today, brothers and sisters, Jesus is letting the light shine on your life. Glory. Wherever you are right now, whatever you're going through, and even if you think you're living a good life or a great life, I promise you that it's not comparable to what God has for you. And so today, he is using me as your Ananias, such as he did to Saul in Acts chapter 9, to let the bright light shine on you because he wants to speak with you. He wants to tell you about the purpose and the greatness that is all on the inside of you. He wants to take you from the status quo of who you were and saw, thinking that you were really doing his purpose, give you a divine experience today, and cause the scales to fall from your eyes so that you receive divine supernatural sight. And then, hallelujah, the blessing will come looking for you like the prince was looking for Cinderella to give her the shoe. The blessing of God will run you down, overtake you, hound you, and harass you until you receive them so that you are living in your best life. Scales falling from your eyes so that you see you as God sees you. Glory! Isn't this powerful? The bright light of Christ is here today. He is desiring to speak with you, so I am the vessel being used for him to say to you, why are you persecuting me? I got so much more for you than what you are living right now. And every day that you live beneath your privilege and purpose, you crucify me all over again. Every day that you choose to live in sin and not give your life to me, every day that you choose to live backslidden, every day that you are disobedient and you are in rebellion to my word, he calls your name. With the bright light shining round about him. And he asks, why are you persecuting him? Glory. He has more for you. The scales got to fall. We're almost out of time. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We say glory. We say glory today. We say glory to the name of Jesus. Glory. Father, we come today in your name. We ask forgiveness of our sin, Jesus. We ask you to create in us clean hearts, Jesus. Renew white spirits within us, Jesus. Watch us and we shall be whiter than snow, Father. We say, Lord, we are sorry for persecuting you. Day after day, moment after moment, we're not doing what you told us. You're standing there trying to knock us to the ground, not because you desire to harm us, but because you want to bless us. Now, Lord, help us to succumb to the light. Glory. Help us to submit to your light. Help us, Father, to say, what is it that you will have us to do? Help us, Lord, to allow the scales to fall by our eyes. Glory. So that your blessing won us down to put the shoe on our feet. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening. Bless them right now. Bless them right now. Bless them right now. Bless them right now. Come on and praise them. Bless them right now. Bless them right now. Bless them right now. Come on and praise them. Bless them right now. Bless them right now. Come on and praise them. Come on and praise them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Everybody say, today, the scales have fallen from my eyes. I see clearly. Say it again. Today, the scales have fallen from my eyes. I see clearly, Lord. Let me give the altar call and then I'll give you a task. Keep praising God. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come today in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of our Lord. Everyone, make sure you're going to church, Bible study. If you don't have a church, join a church. If you're in Miami, we'd love to have you at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, located at 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue. We have Bible study on Tuesday nights at 7, and then Sunday school on Sundays at 9. Church begins at 11. Listen, you need the Lord. And the Lord needs you. Make sure you're tuned in with me Monday through Friday at 7 to get your daily fire. And again, text the letters DF to phone number 33222 to follow. All right, our topic for today. Did you like this? Make sure you share it with somebody. The scales falling. The Cinderella analogy. Your task for today is to submit yourself to God all day long, so that you can live out your purpose, because I need you to see yourself clearly. There's a slipper waiting for you, whether you're a female, and if you're a male, he got a male slipper trying to chase you down. Get your slipper today. All right, I'll be on the road to Pasco County for a new client today. I'll be on the road to Orlando tomorrow, and but we'll still have the podcast. I speak that not to brag, but to show you how the blessings of God will chase you down. Today I'll be in court this morning as the prosecutor drops the charge against a client of mine for resisting arrest. I'm trying to show you how the blessings will chase you down. Last week I was on television. You can see all this stuff on the website at fieldbefire.com or my law office, carlrossiwilliams.com. This is just the beginning for not only me but my family and all those whom I love, my church, my friends, because I was willing to succumb to the light. I'm telling you that the same God who's chasing me down with blessings, he will do the same for you if you will succumb and let the scales fall. I'll see you in the morning. I will see you tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory. Get your slipper.
Woo. Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Oh. in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire. Come on, sing.